Hello everybody. Today this podcast is for beginners Portuguese learners and it is about a guest arriving at a hotel. She's after an ensuite single bedroom for one night. The hotel receptionist is going to ask the basic questions to fill in her hotel registration form. Listen attentively to the conversation. Olá, eu posso ajudá-la? Oh, sim, eu gostaria de um quarto para hoje à noite. Um quarto de solteiro ou quarto de casal? Um quarto apartamento de solteiro, por favor. Eu tenho algumas perguntas para preencher teu formulário de hóspedes. O primeiro seria: qual é seu nome? Meu nome é Raíssa. Raíssa? Como você soletra? R-A-Y-S-A. Thank you. Qual é seu sobrenome? Stanislau. Stanislau, você pode soletrar? S-T-A-N-I-S-L-A-U. Qual é a sua idade? Eu tenho 20 anos. Qual é o seu endereço? Meu endereço é Avenida Washington Luiz, número 160. Qual é o seu endereço de e-mail? Meu e-mail é raissalima@gmail.com. Obrigada. Qual é a sua profissão? Eu sou professora. Qual é o seu número de telefone? Meu telefone é 077-49-53-04-003. Poderia dar uma olhada no seu RG, por favor? Ah, está aqui. Muito bem. Raíssa, Avenida Washington Luiz, RG número tal. Tudo certinho. Confere com o teu RG todas as informações que você deu. Então, agora só assine aqui, por favor. Ok? Tudo pronto. Aqui estão as chaves do seu quarto, número 27, no segundo andar. Muito obrigada. De nada. Se precisar de alguma coisa ou informação, é só discar 0 do telefone do teu quarto. Ok, obrigada. Hello everybody, I'm back. Now, what did you understand about this dialogue between the hotel receptionist and the guest, Raíssa? If you didn't understand much or if you couldn't quite catch some words, let's go through this dialogue. I can explain you something. When he asks, qual é seu nome? Means, what's your name? Raíssa, she answered. But he didn't understand her name, Raíssa. It's different for us Brazilian, because it's not a Brazilian name. It's Russian. So he asks, how do you spell it? Como você soletra? She spelled it by saying R-A-Y-S-S-A. So he asked for her surname. She said Stanislaw. He asked again if she can spell it. S-T-A-N-I-S-L-A-U. That's the way she spelled her surname, Stanislaw. He also asked, what's her age? Qual é a sua idade? In Portuguese, we don't say, I am 20 years old. That's why she said, I have 20 years. That's the way we say in Brazil. I have 20 years, I have 21, I have 22. We don't say, I am. He also asked for her address. Did you notice here that the address, we start, first of all, with the name of the street or the name of the avenue, wherever the person lives. And after this, that we come with the number. It's not the other way around, like in Portuguese, in English. In English, we say first the number. And after this, we put the name of the street or the avenue. That's why she said Avenida Washington Luiz, número 160. First, the name of the street or the avenue, and second, the number of the house. When he asked for her email address, and she said raissalima@gmail.com, this means raissalima@gmail.com. He asked for her profession. She said she's a teacher. He asked for her telephone number. You heard as well. But he also asked for her RG. RG stands for, in Portuguese, stands for Registro Geral. What is Registro Geral? It would be our ID. ID means has all the information you want about the person. And he asked this just to confirm that everything she gave to him is right. She didn't make any mistake. She didn't lie. So he gives back. He asked her to sign the paper, the registration form. She signed. He said that everything was all right and gave the keys of her bedroom, which was number 27 on the second floor. They said thank you to each other. And he also said to her, if she needs something or some information, she just needs to dial number 0 from the telephone in her bedroom. And that's it about our podcast today. I hope you have enjoyed. I hope you also that you repeat after me out loud, slowly, as many times as you can. So your Portuguese will be 10, means grade 10. Bye. See you later.